But Andrew Suarez, nice to have you with us. Your first game in Arizona, I saw. Next game against the Padres, of course. What was the difference? Because the Padre game was a lot better. What was the difference in the second game?
You know, just executing my pitches more and, you know, trying to keep the ball down. I mean, the first inning of the game, I left the changeup up and, you know, Villanueva hit it out. But, you know, other than that, I thought I threw pretty well.
Yeah, Villanueva, this young man, kills lefties. Lefties have dreams about him, apparently.
I mean, yeah, I faced him last year as well, and, I mean, he killed us last year in El Paso, so, I mean, I'm not surprised that he's doing well up here.
Yeah, good hitter, very good hitter. Christian Villanueva, third baseman for the Padres. All right, but you go seven innings in your second start, and, I don't know, it seems like you were not fatigued at the end. Could you have gone further?
I felt fine. I guess I let the adrenaline take over, but, you know, once the game was over and, like, I cooled down, I was pretty tired, but, I mean, I thought I could go deeper, but, you know, we had to put Pablo in trying to get the win.
Yeah. All right, Andrew Suarez with us. He just had completed his second start, and he's not going anywhere for a while. I got a feeling we're going to see more of him up here as part of the Giants. I hope so.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
You know, it's funny. I do these interviews, and then you'll say, no, wait, I was optioned out today. No, you're still here, and which is good. And, of course, now it's getting ready to face the Braves and the Phillies and other teams. All right, but the other part I want to talk to you about, you've bounced around a lot this year. You've been on the taxi squad. You've had to go to different cities to get ready. What is that like for you? How do you even get around? Do you drive around? How do they tell you? How does all this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I was supposed to pitch in Sacramento one day, and we got rained out. And, you know, our pitching coordinator, Julio Rangel, was there. And he was going to go down to San Jose to see them. Well, to Visalia, to see the San Jose team. And he's like, hey, You're going to pitch, so, you know, go home, pack for the road trip in Sacramento, and you're going to Visalia, and the next day you're flying out to Salt Lake. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I just pack for, you know, the road trip for Sacramento.
So how do you even get to Visalia?
I was in the same car with Julio, so it was a three-hour car ride with him.
All right, you got to see the Central Valley. So have you been through that part of California before?
Yeah, I played in San Jose a few years ago, so, you know, I got to experience everywhere and all over California, pretty much.
All right, Andrew Suarez with us. All right, so we get him from Sacramento to Visalia. Now you pitch your game in Visalia. Now you got to get to Salt Lake City. And where's the rest of your luggage and everything?
The luggage was with me. I brought everything. So, you know, once the game was over, I got to stay the night, and then the next morning I flew to Salt Lake and just got ready for my next start.
How do you even get to the airport? Do you take Uber, a taxi? What do you do?
Yeah, I had to take an Uber. Well, there was no Ubers in Visalia, so I had to take a taxi all the way to Fresno.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that? What was the cost of that?
It wasn't cheap, I can tell you that. I just don't remember how much it was.
All right, this is the part of baseball that people don't understand. All right, so now we've got you to Salt Lake City. Now, do you pitch there before you go on your next? Because now you're going to go somewhere else.
No, I actually did not pitch in Salt Lake. I threw the first game in Tacoma, so I had to travel all the way to Tacoma, Washington for that one.
All right, so you still got your luggage that you took to Visalia. Now you're in Tacoma. You're pitching there. And after Tacoma, where do you go?
We went back home to Sacramento, and it was last week, and then I threw against Reno, and then now I'm here.
All right, and the game against Reno, was that in Sacramento?
Yeah, it was. So I didn't travel as much the past week.
All right, this is good. All right, so now he's back. Now we got him back in Sacramento. He's pitching against Reno. And who's your roommate at this point? Who are you living with?
Well, at home in Sacramento, I live with Steven Duggar. And then on the road, I'm with Chris Shaw. So, you know, we're always together anyways.
All right. So now we got him back in Sacramento. Now, next thing you know, you got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, the other day they just told me, like, hey, you're pitching in San Francisco. We need a start. So I was like, so I came here.
All right. Now, how do you get here from Sacramento?
They picked me up, and I got a ride over here.
Okay. Now, what about luggage? What did you bring this time?
I didn't really bring much. I packed for a 7-day road trip, you know, to go to Vegas and to Fresno. So, you know, I got to go get some clothes for this road trip.
All right. This is part of baseball that people don't understand, you know. That you have to, now, where do you even go to get clothes for a road trip?
I guess in LeMond, Atlanta, or somewhere over there.
All right. This is part of baseball that, people don't understand, and it's fun. I ask this question a lot to people. The best part of being in the big leagues, for you maybe, I don't know, maybe the traveling or maybe sticking around in one spot for a while, but what is the best part of being in the major leagues? Because, look, you've been in all levels of the minor leagues. You're a major college program at the University of Miami. What's the best part of being here?
I think the best part is, you know, playing against the best people in the world, and so, you know, it's pretty much playing the best baseball, and I think that's the best part about it.
All right. Now, at the University of Miami, where I went, you know, I went to law school there, and I know what it's like being in Miami. I loved it. What was college life like for you? What did you do college life?
What every other college student did. You know, I just went to school, and then we had practice, so I had workouts in the morning. So I really didn't really do much in school. I just focused on my grades. Yeah, I just try to graduate on time.
Did you graduate on time?
Yeah, I graduated my senior year.
Oh, congratulations. Very good. Very good. Andrew Suarez, very good. What did you major in?
Criminology, and I minored in psychology.
Wow. All right. Now, criminology. What do you think about criminology? What would you like to do someday if you ever think about it?
Well, I mean, if I chose that early in the year just because I didn't know what to do, and I thought criminology was cool, you know, watching all these shows.
Yeah.
But, you know, after my sophomore year, I wanted to become a sports psychologist, so I started studying psychology, and, you know, once I'm done with baseball, I'll probably just go back to grad school or something in psychology and, you know, try to get my master's in that.
Wow. Very good. All right, I'll take that just a little further. Sports psychology, you're a pitcher. A lot of it is psychological on the mound. What do you sort of tell yourself? What's your mantra? What do you tell yourself about just calming down or the moment? What do you tell yourself?
I took a stress management class in college, and, you know, I learned a lot about, like, you know, breathing helps. So, you know, when I'm, like, in a jam or something, I'll step off the mound and take a few deep breaths and then just get back in there. It, like, clears my mind out, and I just get to focus.
Very good. A lot of pitchers don't like to talk the day they pitch. I see you in the clubhouse. You sit there, but it doesn't look like you have a game face, so to speak. You know, some pitchers, you look at their face, you wouldn't go near them in a million years. You seem relaxed before you pitch.
Yeah, I just try to have fun. Try to be loose out there. You know, when I try too much on the mound, I'm not at my best. And you know, my pitching coach in college would tell me that all the time. He's like, you know, just have fun. He's like, that's when you're at your best. So, yeah, I mean, I'm always just trying to play loose, and
yeah,
and only when I'm on the mound is when I focus. But other than that, like, I'm always trying to have fun.
Very good. No, very good. And it's obvious when you see him in the clubhouse. All right, so you give up a home run to Goldschmidt. He knocks you out. What do you say to yourself after that?
Just keep the ball down. I mean, he's one of the best hitters in this league, and he is going to capitalize on the mistakes.
Yeah. So you don't say, all right, everything's okay. Don't panic. Don't worry. Everything's okay?
Yeah, I mean, I knew everything was all right. It was hit pretty far.
All right. Nice to have you on the show. And now, one thing I never asked you when we talked in spring training. Growing up, was there a pitcher that you liked to watch that you sort of said, okay, I like to watch what this pitcher does, and maybe sort of pattern yourself a little bit after him?
I mean, when I was there, I used to just watch the Marlins. I mean, their pitching staff was really good, with, like, Josh Beckett, Burnett, you know, Brad Penny, Dontrell Willis. But I think once I got into high school, I started looking more in, like, the current lefties that are throwing in the big leagues, you know, like Bum and Kershaw and all these guys. And yeah, that's how I try to model my game after.
Very good. Well, great to have you on. You're still here. You got your luggage. You're going to get clothes, and you're going on a road trip. This is a very positive sign. So I appreciate you being on, and congratulations on a good second game.
All right. Thank you for having me.